Take your business beyond fast with connectivity and network solutions from Comcast Business. Nationwide, secure, reliable. Powered by the nation's largest gig speed network.
This is your tech news briefing for Thursday, March 5th. I'm Kateri Yoakum from the newsroom of The Wall Street Journal. Last year, The Wall Street Journal revealed that Google has been working on a major health initiative in which they handled thousands of patients' data without their knowledge. Now, Google has been sidestepping lawmakers' calls for more information about the program. Our tech reporter Rob Copeland will join us to explain what's going on after these headlines. France says Uber drivers are employees, not independent contractors. On Wednesday, the country's highest appeals court ruled that a former Uber driver should be subject to employee benefits because Uber dictates the terms of work, like setting rates and determining routes. The court's decision can't be appealed, and it puts France at the forefront of a global push to give gig workers broader employment rights. Uber recently won a case in Brazil, but it still faces similar litigation in the UK and, of course, in the US. Criminals are taking advantage of public concerns over the spreading coronavirus epidemic and using it to spread malware. According to the cybersecurity firm Proofpoint, the number of malicious emails mentioning coronavirus has increased significantly. Hackers have been posing as business partners or public institutions and forging emails that mention the outbreak in an attempt to get users to open messages and unleash malware. Experts say the uptick in malicious email campaigns is unusual and that it's probably tied to a lack of clear public information about the coronavirus. Speaking of the coronavirus, it's now come to Amazon. An employee has tested positive for the virus in Amazon's Seattle headquarters, which houses about 55,000 other Amazon employees. The tech giant says it's notified others who may have come into contact with the person. The news comes as many employers across the country and around the world are trying to find ways to keep workers safe and stop the spread of the virus. One of the solutions they've come up with is asking employees to work from home. But working from home comes with its own challenges, including a ton of tech headaches. One big problem is internet connectivity. When you're having trouble reaching a site, it can be hard to know whether the problem is on your end or if the problem is with the site. Our personal tech columnist Joanna Stern looked at a bunch of different problems, including this one, and has come up with some fixes.
Is it down right now? This is actually a website, isitdownrightnow.com. And this is a site where you can see if popular services are up and running or if they're down right now, thus the name. And this happens to me all the time where I think something is my connectivity. I'm like, oh, there must be something wrong with my internet, but actually Gmail is down or Twitter is down. And so you can go to this website, type in the popular service you use, and the app or the website tells you if the service is in fact up or down.
So what about you? Have you run into your own tech problems while working from home? If you have, email Joanna at joanna.stern@wsj.com. She might be able to find a solution for you. Up next, Google has been pushing back against lawmakers' requests for information about Project Nightingale, its top secret health initiative. Our reporter Rob Copeland joins us to explain after the break.
Comcast Business connectivity and network solutions help drive IoT devices, AI, and virtual network applications at peak performance to improve efficiency and customer experience for your business. Rely on Comcast Business for nationwide, secure, reliable performance powered by a gig speed network. Comcast Business, beyond fast.
Back in November, we learned that Google was working on something they called Project Nightingale. It was their first major health initiative. It was a partnership with the health giant Ascension to handle patients' data across 21 states. But since we found out about it, Google has been evading bipartisan lawmakers' requests for information about the program. And that's leading some to believe that there might be something to hide. Here to explain more is our reporter, Rob Copeland, who worked on that first story. Rob, thanks so much for joining us again.
Thank you.
All right. Take us back to the beginning for people who weren't listening back in November. Remind us what Project Nightingale is and how we learned about it.
Okay. So Project Nightingale was a secret project. Nobody knew about it until we wrote about it, that Google had set up with this giant health system called Ascension. Ascension runs hospitals, nursing homes, regular doctor's office, urgent cares. And the agreement was that Google would have access in real time to patient data, all this personally identifiable data like your name, your date of birth, your temperature, your medications, your surgeries. And they would have access to all of that without telling you necessarily, and they would work with Ascension to potentially provide you with better care.
So this obviously rang a lot of alarm bells among people who are activists for patient privacy and security. And since then, there's been a lot of back and forth between lawmakers and Google over information about the project. What exactly are the lawmakers now looking for?
Sure. So since then, Ascension has also clamped down internally. We reported that they fired a whistleblower who had reached out to lawmakers and regulators with concerns. So the employee was told when he was being fired that he had shared information about the initiative that was intended to be secret. A spokesman for Ascension didn't say why he was fired when I asked, but he did say we'd never terminated anyone for talking specifically to media, lawmakers, or regulators. After the stories came out, that sort of dropped like a bomb for Washington, D.C. So pretty much immediately, a number of senators who serve on health committees began talking to Google and sending letters asking for more information. The Department of Health and Human Services opened up an investigation wanting to see if civil rights were violated. And what we're seeing now is the first trickle of information come back from those inquiries, specifically Google's response to three senators, two Democrats and one Republican, who sent a letter asking for some fairly basic information.
What do they want to know?
So they want to know how many patients were involved. Were patients notified before? What specific data was being shared? What steps Google and Ascension took to protect the data? And whether there have been any breaches or attempted breaches. And Google's response, which actually came in December, what we've just viewed now, was fairly non-substantive on the major points.
Meaning, what does that mean?
Well, meaning when the senators asked, for instance, how many patients are involved here, Google said, you should ask Ascension, not us. When the senators asked, is all of this compliant with HIPAA, the landmark patient data privacy legislation, Google didn't actually directly say this is compliant with HIPAA. They said, and I'm paraphrasing here, a number of our products strive to be compliant with HIPAA.
I mean, isn't that pretty important if you're dealing with patient data that you should be able to clearly say that you're handling within the law of that regulates dealing with that data?
Look, if you cover Google day in and day out like I do, you're sort of used to these mealy-mouthed responses. And we should give Google a little credit. They did very directly answer one question, which is they did say specifically they're not using patient data for advertising. So that's an important thing that they did say.
Meaning, like, how would they have done that to target those patients with products that they think they might need or to use that information in other sorts of advertising? How would they have used that?
So if you Google on Google.com, say, treatments for a cold, Google may use that information to sell you ads for Robitussin. In this case, though, they say that while we might use your Google searches for that, we won't use the conversations and the notes that your doctor has to sell you those advertisements.
Wow. I mean, that seems like kind of the very minimum of what you would expect them to be able to say about this, right?
It's truly the minimum. Here, I'll give you an example here. The senators asked, please list all health systems, providers, insurers, or any other entity for which Google provides services related to electronic medical records. So you might expect the response to that to be a list of health systems, providers, and insurers, as that's what the question asks. What Google responds is they say, Google works with dozens of other healthcare providers. So there's not much specifics there. And you could argue, a reasonable person could argue, whether that's responsive at all.
Right. So what are the senators arguing? What are lawmakers now saying?
So lawmakers have now turned to the Ascension side. They've said, hey, Ascension, we wrote to Google and Google said they were going to provide us with all this information, but they really didn't. So now it's on you. We'll pose it to you. And the real question is if Ascension comes back and doesn't answer these questions, then Google won't have answered, Ascension won't have answered, And the onus will be on lawmakers to hold hearings or to otherwise compel answers.
So they could subpoena that information potentially?
Potentially. We're far off from that now because I think Ascension still has the opportunity to provide those answers. But I will say I called Ascension and I said, hey, do you want to provide those answers now? And they provided me with the same general statement that along the lines of what Google had.
So, I mean, this is Google's big first foray into healthcare that we know of, at least. But they're not the only tech company that's pushing into that sector. We're seeing Amazon, Microsoft, Apple working on projects in this health space. What do you think they're taking away from this controversy over Project Nightingale?
Well, there's what they say and there's what they do, right? They've said, and they were kind enough, the head of Google Health sat for an interview with us earlier this year, and he told me that they know they need to do a better job of communicating and explaining specifically exactly what they're doing. On the other hand, given the opportunity in writing to three prominent senators to actually provide specifics, they haven't done that. So it's a difficult argument for him to make.
And what about other companies? What are they doing?
So there's nothing on the scale of Project Nightingale. It is true that IBM and Microsoft and even Apple have big teams working on health data. But there's no partnership that gives a big tech company access to this much health data in real time. Ascension is the second biggest health system in the U.S., so this is a monster deal.
So we'll see what lawmakers end up doing if Google continues not to answer their questions. Reporter Rob Copeland, thank you so much for staying on the story.
Thank you.
And that was your Tech News Briefing. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you like this podcast, you can rate and review us in your app store. I'm Kateri Yoakum from The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.